Good afternoon and welcome to the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. It's a sunny Monday afternoon and I dare say it is extremely sunny. Have you been outside? I was outside 2 minutes ago and oh my God, terrible I must say. But it's a good thing because it's going to help the flood situations in some parts of Nigeria. I hear that the floods are receding and I only pray that in no distant time there would be a period of recovery for everyone who has lost something or someone in the period of the flood. My name is Denise Dennis Wallo. And from now up until 3 p.m., of course, you know, you and I would be on this space together having great conversations. Now, before I tell you what it is we're going to be doing today on the Sunny Side, I will like to clear the air on some form of character assassination peddled by my colleague Jude Omamebe. Yes, he called me a criminal on international radio and I heard him and I got to the office and I confronted him and he denied and he said the listeners were lies. I said, no, I didn't hear from a listener. I heard it from you at exactly 11:53 p.m. You said that after the major news bulletin at 12 noon, it will be time for the Sunny Side of Life with one of the criminals that stole my drink. End of quote. I did not steal Jude's drink, and I dare say Constance Mega did not steal his drink. We had a great time on Saturday, by the way, just to give you a hint into how our weekend went. We had some team bonding activity at a very nice restaurant somewhere in Port Harcourt. You know, we let down our hair, we had good food, we chit-chatted, it was a good time, really good time. So we started with starters, right? Yeah, some granuts and carrots, and then there was spring roll and samosa, yeah, 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 and all of those things. Now, Jude was served Chapman. We always serve Chapman. Jude was in the mood, in the moment, enjoying the team bonding. I was sipping his Chapman without realizing he had finished it. And then he takes a look at his glass and he says, whoa, what's going on here? Mine is finished. And then he accuses Constance. I said, no, you took the drink. You sipped the drink. You finished the drink. Nobody touched your drink. But typical Jude, refusing to admit that he took his drink, decided to accuse innocent, law-abiding citizens like myself and Constance Mega. Well, the good news is our programs manager was there, who was a witness, and we will see him in court. In fact, character assassination, defamation, no, we won't let it slide. This is a typical case of we no go gree, oh, we no go gree. That being said, let's talk about cultism and gang-related activities. The message of shunning cultism and violence is not new to us. But sadly, we still have cult-related activities prevalent in our society. The big question then is, what factors contribute to individuals joining a cult group despite the disadvantages associated with it? Now, all you need to do to be a part of all of these great conversations is either join us live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH or our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, or send in a WhatsApp message or a Telegram message via this number, 0809-030-6416, and then the smart number, the only number to call, is 0700923-0923. That is 0700923-0923.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle conversations. diverge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Now, you may have listened to one of the top stories on our major news bulletin at 6 a.m. and 12 noon today. According to the police, at least five people were killed over the weekend following a cult clash in Ahoda East local government area of River State. The police spokesperson in the state, Grace Iringekoko, said in a short statement that three of the bodies are yet to be identified. She equally gave the name of the other two as a 23-year-old Chibike Thangod and a 36-year-old Chukwujekwu Kingsley. The statement said the police are investigating what appears to be a fight, more like a battle for supremacy between two rival cult groups. It said tactical patrol teams have been sent to the area to restore normalcy. Now, earlier on, online reports said eight people were killed and a woman sustained bullet wounds during the clash with the rival cult groups in Abuja housing estate, Ahoda, main town. It said many residents fled the area yesterday as bodies littered the estate. Another report said the rival cult groups clashed near an internally displaced persons camp in Ahoda town. I don't know for how long you have lived in River State. For people like Denise, we've been here all our lives. All our lives. So I can say I'm from River State. To be honest, I mean, actually from Bayelsa State, but I have lived here all my life, long before the creation of Bayelsa State, to be precise. I was raised, or I grew up mainly in the town axis of this state. I'm talking IB Johnson, close to Harbor Road. I'm talking Bennett Carr Street. I'm talking places like Borikiri, UP Soundfield area. So I'm conversant with all of these town axes: Creek Road, Bundu, Hospital Road, town area, Takoradi, Accra, all of these parts. And there was a time in this state that we had, oh my God, it was a terrible time, I must say. Cult clashes here and there. We had kingpins, we had lords who terrorized the area. And the truth of the matter is, some of us knew these people personally. We could see them passing and we hailed them. I don't want to mention names. Some of them have long passed on. Sometime in the year 2008, it was that terrible that if you went down to Lagos bus stop, you will find what we call armored tanks stationed there. And this was as a result of cult activities prevalent at the time. We were not new to things like gunshots. We sleep at night, we walk in the daytime, we hear these gunshots. Sometimes we're unable to sleep. Sometimes we can even hear them running from one street to the other streets. Now, why am I emphasizing all of these things? For those of you who have experienced this, you know for a fact that it is not a funny experience at all. I don't know about the cult clashes that existed in other parts of River State. I can only speak for the town area because I grew up there. These are the disadvantages. Lives were lost. Mothers lost their children. Wives lost their husbands. It was a period of unrest. Properties, lives, you name it. And at some point, people were running away from town to move to other parts or saner parts of River State. The message of shunning cultism and violence is not new to us. It started since that time billboards, a public service announcements via jingles and billboards. You drive from one end of Port Harcourt to the other, you find these billboards say, shun cultism. Terror is endless, peace is priceless, give peace a chance. You see sometimes on the billboards a young boy, a youth, being handcuffed by the police, and there's a message underneath advising, you know, this were all in a bid to dissuade us from engaging in such activities, right? Why then do we still record cases of cultism and gang-related activities up until now? Go to the universities. There was a time when some universities in River State, the tertiary institutions, were known to be the headquarters of cult-related activities. So parents will start changing their children, say, you won't go to this university again. Some children stopped going to school because one cult group was terrorizing them. You leave my girlfriend. No, you leave my girlfriend. Pa, pa, they fight and all of that. What is the catch? Because from everything, I hear that we talk these young people, both male and female, by the way, to engage in these activities. But on a balance, put it on a scale, what factors contribute to individuals actually joining a cult group despite the disadvantages associated with it? What factors contribute to individuals joining a cult group despite the disadvantages associated with it? The number to call, the only number to call, the smart number is 070-0923-0923. And you can send a WhatsApp message or a Telegram message. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-0306-416. Do remember that your call will be screened before it gets to me in the studio. So there's a call screener on standby that gets to take your calls first before I receive it from this. And we're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH is our Twitter handle, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there, watch us live, like, share, but most importantly, be a part of the conversation by dropping your comments in the comments session. Once again, the number to call, 070-0923-0923. I see some comments on Facebook already. I think I will start with the comments on Facebook while I try to sort out some other things here in the studio. Let's see. Nigerian Info, good afternoon.
Huh?
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
All right, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, let me remain anonymous.
All right, go ahead.
I'm actually calling from... Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Potako.
Welcome.
Yeah, I mean, the issue at hand about cultism is...
Oh, dear. Okay, so please, I'm getting reports that some of you callers are not being compliant. There is a call screener, and it's there for a purpose. Okay, so, you know, do well, speak with her, and don't worry, she'll hand you over to me. You're in safe hands, trust me, you're in safe hands. So I see a Twitter. Oh, did I say I'll start with Facebook? Okay. I promise to start with Facebook. So let's just go to Facebook. And the first message I see here is from Inkrish Chinemem. And Inkrish says, loneliness can account to that. Depression and low self-esteem whenever they are around their fellow peer group. People of this nature tend to find it very difficult to socialize in the society. They're usually saddest and full of complaints because they cannot envision a bright future. Parents mostly are to blame because they refuse to pay attention to their child's emotional needs. I have this to say, godly parenting never ends. Solomon from Mile 4, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, the issue at hand concerning sports season. Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, the issue concerning sports season is very, very terrifying in the past state. And so far, so good. The governor of the state has tried to limit sports season. The thing is that a young person around does not listen. I don't know how it will take us if we are to go on a campaign to stop cottage to enable them know that cottage kills and is very, very dangerous. Because in River State now, 40% or 60% of youth are all involved in these cottage issues. If we should stop it, they need to be job creation, kill accusations, things to enable them shun this cultism properly. Not by we saying they should shun cultism with just our mouth. We should engage them with something really to enable them shun cultism.
Okay, now I also hear from the grapevine that sometimes opportunities are made available for these youths to work, but they refuse to work. They would rather sell those opportunities to other people. Haven't you heard such stories? You know, how they clamor for multinationals to give them jobs and all of that. And when they eventually get the jobs, they sell it to other people that are serious. So, go ahead.
Okay. In such cases, what to see those kind of persons in such cases? Would you just take them to rehabilitation centers to remind whom?
Interesting.
So that they will not corrupt the ones that are ready to work or change their lives.
All right. Thank you, Solomon. Ernest from Anelga, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Thank you, Didi.
Yeah, welcome.
You see, when we talk about cottage and the vanities, I mean, what promotes for the cottage today in Nigeria is mostly politics.
Politics, okay.
Politics, oil politics, and our politics. These are the things that promote cottage today. And the society in large will tell those who live that life. We hail them. That is setting a stop for our children. To look at it as the end to all their leading life. To look at our leader, the way they display vocality.
Oh dear. Sorry, Ernest. Please, you would have to call back. John Ackman, no, Smile Buddy on Facebook says so many factors can lead to that. There is intimidation, there is fame, there's bad influence, there is poverty, and there is, okay, he said, etc. Well, in case you do not know, there are some very rich children. As a matter of fact, those days when we used to hear of certain cult groups, I don't want to mention their names now, I'm not trying to promote any one of them. I heard that the cult members, majority of them were actually children of rich, influential parents, big men. Children join cults. So when you say poverty, what about those ones that are from rich homes that do not have to lift a finger for anything? Mommy has money, daddy has money. Freedom from Chantamadi, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, I'm a young man of 24 years.
24 years, okay.
Yeah. And I passed through a lot during my childhood, you know, before now. So it's not been easy, but I choose, you know, to work hard, you know, write my WAEC, even to now, and still hoping that one day I will get to university. So now there are three factors I'm seeing that causing all this court clash, you know, and here and there. I think the parents lack their responsibility of growing up these children to the standard, maybe to their desire, or to groom them well so that the society can be a better place for them. And the third one is the government. the government are not helping the matter. Because even when they know these people are cultists, they still use them for their own, maybe, political...
political thuggery, you know, yeah.
So, yes, in that, that drive, you know, drive the boys, you know, to go another way. And the third one is the higher institution. Even, do you know that even in the university, they still have court clash there?
No, most definitely.
So all those things, yes, all those things are still happening in the higher institution where they teach moral and the rest of them. They don't find a way to... So we still have so many things happening and which cause this cultism. And that damage the society for us. So that is why we have all these things. Parents stand up and take their responsibility. Government do the needful. The higher institution do everything and we will have a better society. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Freedom. I'm going back to your Facebook messages now. John Ackman says, peer pressure, cowardice, environment, harassment, intimidation, fame, to fill among, protection. However, no reason is good enough to or justifiable. Cultism or gangsterism destroys the society. Theodore Isaac says, peer pressure is mainly with reason. Parental negligence. I often say that most guys got bad as a result of father and mother not being together. Comrade Emeka Wari says, the answer is foolishness. Still on Facebook, Ogochukwu Alanta says, many of the so-called leaders in the state, including the premise interpairs, are court members, which is evident in their mannerism. Membership of court gangs in River State in particular have over time opened up vista of opportunity for youths, particularly to get the attention of their older political colleagues. A sincere and courageous research conducted on the persona of the River State House of Assembly members tells you some of what you need to know. Whoa! Interesting! Mr. Zion from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
I mean the total number of those that have been killed or died. How many of them have you seen their parents or their parents or their relatives come crying? My Pikino, as we normally do here. Give us more people bury him. Or I need justice for my son that was killed. Have you ever seen or heard that since this incident? So tell you that a lot of these children are out of parental radar. They don't have a parent. Nobody is taking care of the youth to a large extent in the society. And these youth, they need to survive. This peer pressure that is there, there is a government factor that is there. Who are running the errands for most of these government officials, the dirty jobs? Are they not these boys? The truth is, these are the millennium bulb we talked about. But we are not prepared to take care of this issue. Now it's now affecting us negatively. We can still salvage the situation. If only the churches can rise up and start giving responsibility to standing families. If only the agencies start doing the responsibility to take care of this issue, can be sincere of themselves and carry out their responsibilities. We can solve this problem. Come to the street now and see young girls having babies and nobody taking care of those children for them. Once those children grew up, tell me what would they be or what would they say? The crisis that happened some years back, 20 years back, 10 years back in River State, have we called for a moment for reflection, for reconciliation and reunion, or we shouted amnesty and we walked away? Most of these children that are happening to them are the children of their fathers were killed during those crises. And they told them that they won't come back for revenge. To take over and to tell the society that what you did to my father, I want to revenge. I think the government and the church, or let me use the word religious body, need to change their message
to us, especially here in the Niger Delta.
All right.
There are too many blood paths that have been opened, too many hearts that have been wounded, broken unforgiveness in the life of many people. And we need to reunite them and heal them from forgiveness in this region.
Okay.
This is Zion.
Thank you. Goodly from Abloma, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
For me, I think government is responsible. And the politicians. I listen to your account. When you leave the town, as you know, if you be sincere to yourself, you will realize that most of the people that you knew are now men in government. From our assembly members, from our commissioners, from our working closely with the leadership, political leadership in the state. If you go around the local government, you will see that among the beautiful buildings you will see are those owned by cult men. They call them senior men. So the reward, they call them senior men, the reward is what motivates these younger ones to join. You know that in River State today, there are some cult members that are traditional rulers, they're chiefs. There are some that are commissioners. There are some that are MPs. They are occupying big positions in government. And a time is coming that if you don't belong to any of them, you may be denied certain privileges or opportunities. Because the people occupying those offices are the leaders of this country. So for you to benefit from that privilege, you need to join. So that you can be recommended. Friends of politicians in this group are cult members. If you have a friend who is a politician, you know, high in government, and he also has another member, another friend who is a cult member, you will give reference to the cult member than yourself. Because in the moment of election, what that man can do for him, you cannot do for him or her.
Interesting.
So it's the reward, yes, it's the reward that is given to them, especially during this period of election, that makes the younger one to join. You see somebody who didn't go to school and he owns the finest building in your village. How do they get the money? Cultism. You see somebody who does not name a bad contract, he didn't give contract. And he's truly in the money. So why would you waste your time to go to school when you can join and make money with his CA? So it's a reward.
It's a reward. Thank you. This one is from No Scratch and Twitter says, most times the upbringing contributes majorly to how our kids end up living their lives. Kennedy Halliday says, lack of future dreams, aspirations, a person who aspires to be useful will not join a cult group. Usman Ahmed says, money matters the most attitude. Money matters the most attitude when host communities demand royalties from companies. The sharing formulas cost some to mobilize the boys. Frank Dinero says, it's as a result of lack of morals in our various localities and urban centers. When you fail to learn, you fail to contribute to community and societal development, which will lead to growth. Maxi Max says, it's just a foolish something, something that has no meaningful gain on it. Anababa A. Henry says, foolishness and bad influence. Oh, yes. Edmonton says, no single justification on that, only foolishness and stupidity. Victor Uem says, sometimes they just want to be among. Masaro Simona says, in River State, the government of the day and the oil companies are some of the factors that make so many youths to join this deadly group. Some join these groups to avoid being intimidated. Lucky Giyasi says, injustice. Abelajit Jr. says, they just want to belong, that's all. After government, it is cultism. Wow, interesting. I move on to WhatsApp. I'll come back to your Facebook messages. And this one is from Levinus in HA. Says, Denise, do you know that majority of the cult groups in the tertiary institutions are the children of politicians and rich people in the society? Yeah, I mentioned that already. These members fund the cult groups. Again, most of the people that get jobs and appointments are cult members. Politicians use them to achieve their aim as they promise them jobs. Walter from Rukwaku, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Like one of your jingles, you bumbo your head. Have you heard it?
I'm not sure.
Ask your colleagues now.
Okay,
that's more what I used to say, you bow your head. They are courteous. Like the last person said, I concur with him. These courteous are mostly 80% of them caused by government. This is the time, this period, they use them. In fact, you see all these children, even in the primary school, they have groups. In the classroom, you see them, if the teacher doesn't, you know, teach them well, does it happen in those days? It does not. It is from the primary school, they start learning the bad things, it's called as the case may be. Sometimes some of them are brought from the home, from the parents. You don't caution your children. What do you think they will do tomorrow? That is the problem we have. Lack of no training. People are not trained. They're not brought up. You know, in these days, before you challenge somebody or you talk to somebody anyhow, you will be beaten and your parents will holler you when you get back to house. By this time, touch a child. You see the parents, they go to the school and be bullying with the teacher. It happens. So, corrupt world.
All right.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank you, Mr. Walter. Back to WhatsApp. Someone says poverty and unemployment is not the major factor to it. A prominent man in my community is known to be a courtier right from the days of his childhood. Life is childhood, despite coming from a noble home. It's just fame. I mean, Mawan Eni from Ndili. This other one reads, good afternoon, Double D. It's not poverty that is causing cultism at Ahoda, because I have been there. Cultism is like a festival or culture for them. If you are not in a cult, then that means you are nobody. Government might be responsible in terms of using them during elections, but most perfect that plays cultism are from rich background. General Roundface from Rumekini. We go on a commercial break. And the last one for the hour, when we come back, we round up the conversation, and that will be all for the conversation. I'm Denise Ennis-Wallow. Just stay tuned to us. We'll be right back.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Very quickly, if you're just joining us, you missed a greater part of a conversation. As for the past roughly 30 minutes, we have been talking about cultism and gang-related activities, asking a very important question: what factors contribute to the individuals joining a cult group despite the disadvantages associated with it? But the good news is we're live on Twitter at NigerianInfoPH and on Facebook, NigerianInfo92.3PH. So the conversation continues on social media after it ends here. Now back to your messages. This one says, I grew up at Borikiri, attended Stella Maris College, Baham, extramural class in Agri Road. Oh yeah, I know Baham, I know Stella Maris, so I know what you're saying, my Benoe Obinna. All right, Obinna, where was I? Ogu Ojone Justice on Facebook says, cultism in the university is the elite's show of power and domination, and in the town is for criminalities and social vices. This one says, Denise, until our youths deviate from nonsensical attachments to vanity and embrace amnesty, cultism will continue to cause more harm than good. There's no justifiable reason that can stimulate or motivate me to join cult. Through mentality differs, but it is never an option. 70% of my friends back then in school were all cultists, but I choose to stand out. Poor upbringing and low moral advice from the parents One can also make a decision without parents or relatives. I live in an area where crime is rated number one, but never had interest at all in joining any. I always have this saying in mind that nothing lasts forever. Do you know that a few years later, most of the criminals were reported dead and others jailed? Now I am alive to tell the story. Interesting. I think I saw another message. This one is from Ain Dad Don and Destiny says, "We're all for cultism and bad behavior. The society and government rewards cultism as against people that have good behavior. I bet you there are some benefits you will be denied if you're not a member of a cult group. Hence the reason why people rush into it, not minding the disadvantages." David Asula says, "Good afternoon, Didi. A lot of factors like some perceived benefits. According to them, no one dares you when you are a cultist. No girl says no to you when you are a cultist. Some get into it because of the experience. They want to experience how it feels to be a cultist. Factors which Dave doesn't sit well with. But what do I know? For it is what it is." Thank you so much for being a part of a conversation. Unfortunately, this is where it ends. So let's see if I can quickly read through this one. "Good afternoon, Nigerian Info. Cultism and ganging is brought about by following factors: government, unemployment, illiteracy, intimidation. Cultism should be more serious at this time, but not thanks to advance fee fraud. More of these guys have gone online. Is Yahoo Yahoo better than cultism?" All right. Shun cultism, shun violence in all forms. All of these activities, they do not pay. The disadvantages far outweigh the advantages, if any, and I doubt. My name is Denise Dennis-Swalu. We are Nigeria.